The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tomorrow is primary election day, and you got to carve out a little time tomorrow, maybe a little extra time, as things are going to be a little bit different at the polling place tomorrow. Joining me for a few minutes on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Drew McKissick. Mr. Chairman, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. First up, any news on the RNC and where that may be headed?
Yeah, we had a conference call with all the RNC members about the middle of last week and received an update. And, you know, as you've heard, obviously we're having problems with the governor of North Carolina and the head of their health department there who won't guarantee that they could have the larger elements of the convention that we normally see, especially the parts you see on television. And, you know, the problem with that is what it all comes down to is contracts, dealing with hotel rooms and other venues. And, you know, so I mean, if you can't guarantee that the people can be there, the hotels can be at occupancy, then we can't sign contracts with them because that would be financially foolish.
Right.
So what we are probably going to do, we'll receive more updates this week. It's probably going to be a bifurcated thing. You will see the preliminary and some moderate convention business done in a smaller venue in Charlotte, early meetings, subcommittee meetings, and so forth. And then the larger, you know, activities that you usually see on television will be in another city. And as of right now, we're still waiting to find out what city. If I had to, you know, throw a dart at a board right now and cast an educated guess, I'd say either Nashville, Jacksonville, or Orlando. But that's just me taking an educated guess based on what I'm hearing.
Interesting. So how would that work? I mean, the most of the delegates would go to this other city?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Most of them would. There'd be few, and the process is still being ironed out, that may need to go to Charlotte to, you know, conduct official preliminary convention business. But then everyone else, you know, for the activities you normally see on television, will be in a different city. So, you know, look, I mean, this is a case where you got the governor of North Carolina is running for re-election. He's trying to virtue signal to a bunch of liberal Democrats in his state. He's got the Charlotte hometown paper there is actually egging him on, basically stabbing the business community in Charlotte there in the back.
Yeah.
You know, and this is after being closed down for how many months? And this is the kind of shot in the arm that Charlotte needed, obviously. And, you know, it's just it's beyond the pale, in my opinion. But,
yeah. You
know, we kind of come to expect that from some of these people.
It's just another example, Mr. Chairman, of how these people, they hurt themselves when they have these extreme positions on things like this.
Well, absolutely. Another perfect example, the defund the police movement you're seeing now. You know,
right.
Who do you think that's going to hurt? That's most of the voters that tend to vote Democrat in major cities around the country. I mean, the Minneapolis City Council yesterday or Saturday?
It was yesterday.
Yeah. Veto-proof majority to disband the police department in Minneapolis. You're going to hire a bunch of social workers to go around and talk to people about their feelings, I guess, when you dial 911.
And that was one case where their liberal mayor actually disagreed with a majority of the council members, and he got booed. He got almost practically run out of a meeting yesterday because he's saying, no, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, these people are crazy as bedbugs. And I mean, you got with the mayor of New York talking about the slashing billions of dollars out of the budget for the police budget for the city of New York. Mayor of Washington, D.C., allowing the protesters to take and paint on the streets, defund the police on the streets of Washington, D.C.
Crazy, Mr. Chairman, real quick here, primary day tomorrow, do you anticipate any issues at the polling places, and as far as turnout, are people, you know, obviously COVID-19 is still out there. Is there concern?
I think turnout's going to be fine. I think, you know, a lot of people have voted absentee more so than in the past, obviously. And I think just as I've heard you announce here previously on your show that, you know, lines will be long, but it will be because the lines are stretched out, you know, and socially distanced, as you say. But in terms of, you know, total turnout is usually driven by campaigns. So it'll be spread. It'll be local. Local things are what are going to drive turnout in this campaign, other than, say, in the first congressional district. You know, it'll be high down there because of that that primary campaign we have going on for that seat to run against Joe Cunningham. But other than that, you know, there's some counties where sheriff's races will drive turnout and that sort of thing. So it's really going to depend on where you're standing in the state, I think, tomorrow.
Yep. Well, it's going to be a big day, an exciting time as we move towards November. And look, it's crazy times, but we'll get through it.
Well, look, they've given us two great issues to run on. One is the economy. And, you know, now as the economy's been driven down, people are going to, I think, turn to President Trump as the guy who can build it back up. And now, number two, they've handed us the law and order issue. Yep. So between the economy and law and order, I think we can run a great winning campaign this fall, and I expect a good result.
Yep. Well, and, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to hold you to that.
Well, there you go.
Drew McKissick, always good to talk with you. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll have a great turnout tomorrow during the primaries. Always good talking with you.
Yes, sir.